going on, Block Talk Radio Nation? You are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar, and my guest this evening, I am very happy that she's able to make it. Perhaps she's one of my favorites in the adult entertainment industry. She's been around now for 10 years in this business, and if you do not know who Lisa Sparks is, you are definitely living under a rock. Lisa, of course, runs her own website over at lisasparks.com, and you can find her on Twitter at TheLisaSparks. And she's been in such films as Dude, I Banged Your Mother 5, Come Cravers 2, and Sister Wives XXX, the porn parody. She's worked with the biggest studios out there, Evasive Angels, Vivid, Score, West Coast Productions. And as I said, I'm proud that she is able to join us tonight. Lisa, are you with us?
I am. I just was going to sit there and listen to you talk about me. You make me sound so impressive.
Well, one thing I forgot to add was happy basketball fan. You know, when we planned this out a couple of weeks ago,
I totally forgot about it being March Madness.
I know, and I did not know that your University of Kentucky Wildcats would be playing today. Good thing they played earlier today.
That's okay. That's okay. They played my university that I'm at. I go to. It's funny because I graduated from Kentucky, but I go to Western to get a secondary degree that I'm getting now. So it was really funny to be like, I don't know who to go for. Do I go for red or blue?
Did you wear both today?
No, I didn't. I didn't even wear either one today. So I chose to not wear either one.
Wow. What if that was
my Wildcats pulled it out. You know how that goes.
I know. Well, see, either way, you wound up a winner.
I did. It wouldn't have mattered which direction I went. It would have been fine.
Wow.
Although my bracket might not have been as happy. If Western Kentucky had won, my bracket would have really looked bad.
I think a lot of our brackets would have looked bad.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's worse. We always bet at the house who has to mow the lawn for a month. I don't like mowing the lawn, and I've lost the last 2 years in a row. I'm really tired of mowing the lawn.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, I know this is going to be a foolish question, but who do you have going all the way?
I have my final four. I have Kentucky. And I have Ohio State playing for the finals. And I have Kentucky winning, I mean, obviously. But,
okay.
Yes.
I had
at Syracuse until Fab Mello decided he didn't want to do homework. And so I really had Syracuse going, and then I had Kentucky beating Syracuse. But I had to adjust it a little once I heard the news.
I'm with you. I adjusted. I had them winning their first round game, but not the second round game. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at right now, too. So, we're right on track. We're right on track.
Yeah, they nearly got knocked off today, but that's a different story for
us. Right? I mean, I was like, oh, my goodness, seriously? It's like, pull your head out. Yeah.
But, no, it's a good... It's the tournament. You gotta love it. And that was just odd timing on my end. I thought for a fact, I was like, I know if Kentucky plays tonight, we're probably gonna have to cancel this day.
Nah, would have been good thing it they were early. They were the early game, so that worked out all right. I would have just watched it while I was talking to you. It wouldn't have made a difference. I can multitask.
Or it could have been like that commercial with the guy, you know, with the phone and the girlfriend's asking, are you looking at that? He's like, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I did that today during class. Probably bad. I probably should never admit it, but I was listening. I was in one of my classes, and I had my earphone in, and I was listening to games online on my cell phone during class. Bad idea, but I didn't get caught, so ha-ha.
Now,
hopefully my teacher's not listening.
I know. But before I get into that, though, what are you going back for?
Sport management degree. Yeah. That's shocking, isn't it?
That's
really surprising.
Awesome.
I want to do something in sport. I have several years because I'm going for my PhD, so I have several years. So.
We can then call you Dr. Spark.
Right, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, it's going to be awesome. People are going to be like, hey, there's call me doctor, huh? So, kind of my thought on it when I thought, I'll go back and get that. I got time on my hands. Why not?
Why not? I just think that's awesome,
right?
That, you know, you got the, you know,
yeah,
you got the master's, and now you're going for this, and now you're, you know, going even farther.
Yeah.
That's, hey.
Yeah.
But speaking of going farther, I'm going to go back first. Now, you've been in this business now for about 10 years, and let's go back to the beginning. How did you get your start in this industry?
Well, I started my website, so that's almost 11 years ago now.
Wow.
I started that and then went to my first AVM convention and met Ron Jeremy, and it was a whirlwind after that.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you meet Ron Jeremy and what happens?
You know what? I kind of met him here, and he came to, because we're out of Chicago here, and he was at an event here, Ecstasy, here in Chicago, and he came in like midway throughout the afternoon, came walking into the room. It was like the President of the United States had walked in.
Yeah.
Everybody,
oh, yeah, you should try walking. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, seriously? Like.
It was crazy. Guys are going over, high-fiving him, shaking his hand. Women are going over. It's
amazing. Like, I've been with him when I'm like, celebrities will stop him to say hello. And you're like, are you serious? Like, did that just happen? I mean, it's amazing. And he'll sit and talk. He needs a wrangler. Because otherwise, he'll sit and talk to somebody all day. Like, he doesn't realize he needs to move on. Like, okay, let's, you know, you got something else you got to do. Move it on. Yeah, he'll just sit and talk all day. Loves it. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I wish I could have stopped to talk to him some more. And I know that if I ever did a show with Ron, I know it would probably be longer than the 30 minutes that we have allotted right now.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm sure.
But speaking of influences or people in your career, were there any big influences on your career or people who you kind of like wanted to emulate when you started in the business?
No, I think I just wanted to be me. I figured there was no, I mean, at the time I started, there just wasn't anybody kind of like me. There wasn't anybody that was really natural because, you know, fake boobs are, you know, in popularity. That was a market that obviously I didn't have. I'm obviously not a toothpick, so I didn't fit in that one either. So I just kind of decided that I was just going to be the best me possible.
Well, I think that worked out very well.
Yeah, make my own niche, and then I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about following anybody else's. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about following anybody else. I can just do me, and then they can all follow me later.
Pretty much, because now you do have the girls that are trying to be Lisa Sparks. And yeah, it's amazing when you're the original mold how much all the other people come afterwards or how they're compared to you. And it's now when I see, like, some girls in the industry, I was like, oh, that kind of reminds me of Lisa. You know, I was like, it's not Lisa, though. But I was like, it reminds me of her.
It's so funny because I don't pay any attention to that stuff. So when people will say, do you know so-and-so they remind me so much? I'm like, who? I'm like, I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, I never have. I've never been one of the ones that has to go to all the, you know, I mean, I used to go to a lot of more events than I do now, but, you know, I mean, at the time it was just like, I don't feel like I needed to go there and, you know, sort of be seen with the, you know, the bigger echelon people. I'm just like, you know, does it matter? I'm like, does it really matter? If it matters, I'll go, but if it doesn't matter, I'd rather just hang out with my friends and, I'm good.
Well, I think that's one of the things that your fans love about you because you're so genuine. It's like you don't have to, you know, be seen on, I mean, nothing against the others, but you don't have to be seen on the pages of a TMZ or you don't have to be seen there.
Yeah.
You could just as easily wear, you know, a hat and, you know, what I call, you know, regular civilian clothes and be at a NASCAR event or at a basketball event. And it shows in your films, too, because you're so genuine in the film. And I was like, I think people could see that, which is why I think it's you're in that rare echelon of, you know, down-to-earth stars, so to put it. So.
Okay. Then I followed my own plan. Ha, ha, ha.
So it works.
Right.
And speaking of your website, now you run your own website. So for those... So for those who haven't been on there, what will they experience when they visit for the first time? And I guess my second question is, how important is it for, you know, people in the industry to really own their brand by having control over their own sites like you do?
Okay, well, what you would see is you just get me. Kind of you get a sprinkling of new things, old things, some of the things that I think are the best. It's fun. I mean, I had fun making all the stuff, so it's like, just go. It's probably a little, you know, I mean, it's on the dirty side, obviously. It's kind of how I roll. So you just get a hodgepodge of things. Because I've tried to, every time somebody says something to me, oh, I don't see this on here, I try to go and find, you know, I try to go and do that, or, you know, get a variation of that that I'm comfortable with, you know, like, you know, people are like, you need to pee, and I did it one time, I was like, there you go, it's on there, go for it. You know, foot fetish things, I've got like one, I think, go for it, it's there. So I try to do a little bit of everything. As for... owning your own brand at this point, these kind of, you know, in these times, is hard because having a website at this point, with everybody being able to steal things, mm-hmm. is very difficult for any one person because the market's just so saturated with, you know, you can get everything that I have at some point, somebody's probably been able to get for free. I've been lucky enough that people respect enough when I send them an email and say, hey, you don't have the right to have this on there. Can you take it down, some of the bigger sites? They'll mm-hmm. take it off. And so I've been really lucky. Or they'll put a link to the site and go, here, you can have like 30 seconds. You know, they'll cut down their clip that they may have had the entire thing, and they'll set it down to 30 seconds and send the rest of them to my site, which in turn turns into money. But not a lot of people are that lucky. And it's hard. I say websites. I would love to tell every girl to go get one. But at this point, there has to be that we have to find something else that's going to work. Because I could tell a girl to go, you know, own all your own stuff and put it up on a site, and you'll make money for a little bit, and then people will catch it and they'll get it, and they'll get it for free, and then you stop making money. So I think a lot of the like live stuff, like those live cams, I think for the next generation of people, that's the way to go, because that is the only true, real, unstolen content that you can get.
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot more, you know, adult entertainers going that route, because you see them when they say, hey, I'm live on cam, or, you know, they'll do mm-hmm. something through their website, and especially with, you know, the emergence, too, of their own store where they can send, like, personalized stuff like their underwear or clothing or things of that nature.
So memorabilia and collectibles, huge market for that. Yeah.
And of course,
I don't do nearly enough live cam stuff because I just don't have as much time. So I'm bad. I tell people to go do it, and then I'm really bad. I don't do nearly as much as I should. But I tell everybody I'm old and I can do whatever I want now.
That's
what I always tell everybody, because I can. I've earned the right.
Let's just say you're a veteran at this. You're not old. I would say you're a veteran at this, and you know because you've been through it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell everybody. I go, because I've lived it, I've been through it, I can. one day you guys will be able to do it too. One day you guys will be able to say, I can just do whatever I want because I can. It just takes a long time to get there.
Yeah. It does, and but like I said, the thing about you is that you're there, so now you can share that advice with all the newbies that come into this business. So now, the internet, speaking of the internet, it has a lot of info on it, you know, especially for adult stars such as yourself. But do you read, or, you know, do you read what's said about you, and what's the weirdest thing that you've ever seen written about you?
I don't tend to read things that are written about me. And my husband does a lot of that because I'm a girl, and sadly girls our feelings get hurt. And so a lot of times there'll be stuff that he will not point me in that direction to see, you know, what, you know, don't, or he'll delete it, or he'll take care of it or whatever. And so I've been lucky that way because I've been very sheltered because, you know, people, I go up and down and wait quite a bit. So people always want to, it's either you either really like it or you really hate it, and then I get people who really hate it, and they're like, oh, my God, you're fat. And I'm like, okay, great, thanks. No, I just like to eat, and I'm lazy. I don't like to work out. So I get in modes where I really like to work out, and then I get in modes that I don't want to do anything. You know, when I get into that, thank goodness there's a market for that because I can still work. It just reaches a different set of people. But, I don't think I've ever written. I think I've read one time that I was married to a professional athlete once. My husband was like, when did I start going into pro sports? I was like, dude, I don't know, but where's the money? Like, I'm like, let's, you know, take it down a little if you've been playing professional sports, and I didn't know. I think that might be the weirdest thing. But, you know what I mean? People always talk like weird things about me, I guess, or at least I don't get to see them.
I'm going to say, if that's
I have gatekeepers.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I was going to say, if that's the weirdest thing that's ever been written, I think that you've lucked out pretty well.
Right? I think so, too. I've been very lucky in this business. I haven't had too many, you know, altercations with anybody or, you know what I mean? Like, I've no fights with girls, no fights with guys. Like, I've been pretty mellow, which has been a good thing.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about your film career. Now, there's so many memorable scenes that you've had. If one were to take or do a Lisa Sparks film and use it for a highlight, which film would you, I hate to like have you like look at all of your babies and like choose one, but if one were to
say, I don't watch any of them, so you should tell me.
You don't?
I don't watch anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would look at it and look at all the, instead of looking at, oh, how great it is, and, you know, whatever, I would look at it at like, oh, what was I doing there? Oh, Jesus, what was I doing there? That would be how I would watch it. I'd be very critical, so I've decided that it's not worth watching. I'm sure it's very, as I told somebody, I said, I had fun doing it, so I know it probably looks good. I just don't want to watch it.
I would venture to
say that if people typically like big things with big dicks. One of my favorite times, I have two really favorite moments with two people that I worked with that are fantastic, that I love them, and I will, you know, it's my favorite times. So I did the Wicked shoot. I shot with Evan Stone. That was the first time and only time so far that I've shot with him. That was, you know, when you get to shoot with Evan Stone, it's like shooting with God. Because, you know, he is, you know, porn. That's when you think of porn, that's what you think of him, you know. And I shot with Manuel Ferreira, another, you know, way up on the ladder. Those were my two, like, oh, my God, moments. Like, I'm on set with him, and oh, geez, you know, that kind of thing. But if people like big dicks, which, you know, they really do, Shane Diesel, my find.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw the scene with Shane Diesel, and that was pretty hot. So.
That's my find. I found him and brought him to porn. So if I've given nothing back to porn, I've given him Shane Diesel and his big dick. You're welcome. So I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't really know a favorite scene, but those are three things that I would say that I had probably the most fun with.
Very interesting. I'm just, you know, but you're not the first one that I've asked in terms of if you've seen your stuff. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's like you were already there to film it. There's really no need to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I'm like, I lived it. I did it. I know how fun it was. But I don't really care to watch it. I don't watch. I don't watch a lot of porn anyway. I've never been like an avid porn watcher. I never was even before I got in the business. I would watch it and I would do the same thing. What the hell was she thinking? What? What are we doing? You know what I mean? Like that. I kind of watch all movies like that, but like porn, I was really just kind of like, seriously, what are you doing? So, I'm not a great connoisseur of porn.
Well, no, you know what? I think most people who I've talked to have all said the same thing, but I'm going to probably be the millionth person to bring this up. And I can't let you escape without talking about the film that a lot of people still talk about, which was, you know, your world record-breaking gangbang performance, 919 guys. Now,
at least 100 times a day, I get asked about it.
Yeah. So I can't let you escape.
I know, right?
I think people would get on me if I had you here and I didn't ask you about it.
I know. What kind of interview would it be if you don't talk about it? I mean, seriously.
I know. So. I guess I'm going to ask probably the questions that maybe you haven't been asked about it.
Okay.
Would you ever be, if someone came with you and said, Lisa, you know, 919 was good, but we want you to go to 1,000.
No.
Would you ever be interested? Okay. You just answered
nope.
that out of that.
I'm not even going to let you finish the question. The answer to that question would be no. I have been asked that before. And somebody was talking about breaking it, and they're like, well, do you want to come and be a part and try to break it? No, I don't want to break it. I broke it once. I'm good. It was a long day. It's a very trying experience. And that's what I told the person who tried to do it, and she got to about 300, and that was it. And I was like, I tried to tell them, it's a very, very trying day. And once I did it once, I would be remiss to think that somebody may not ever break it, but it would be very, very difficult for them to do it. And I know that. So I say, if you want to try it, go for it.
Was there a time that you thought about stopping at a certain number, like 500 or 600?
No.
Or did it just kind of?
No, I was like in game mode. I was like, we are doing this. And I was mad because I wanted to get to 1,000 because that was the nice round number that I wanted to be at. I'm a big freak about being at round numbers. So 919 for me is like, that's such an odd number. And they're like, why is this that number? And I was like, because the guys petered out, not me. Their dick stopped working. They were just like, okay, we've been here long enough. So when you don't have any more dicks, there's nothing else you can do. So
I mean, if I had known, I would have been there. But I mean,
you know, and it was in Poland, and I know, as you know, what can I tell you? It was funny because I had some guy the other day on my Twitter that was actually there, and he sent me a Twitter, and he was like, I remember back in 2004, mind you. So this is almost 10 years ago now. Like, seriously, I think we can move on, but until somebody breaks it, I guess we're not going to. So I keep telling people I hope they break it because I really would like them to stop talking to me about it. So
yeah.
I'm like, you can break it any time because I'm like, I'm good. It's almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah,
I just find it surprising that nobody has at this point.
You know what? I think it's safe to say I don't know if anyone will. You know, it's I don't know. And I think about it as a fan of, you know, of what you do. And I was like, I don't know if anybody else, I can't think of anybody now that would probably try to start a record like that. I mean, for them, they'll probably be like, well, 2 was enough, or DP was enough for me. And I don't know if they have that energy that you have. So I don't know if that would be possible.
You know, I wanted to set my mark, and that was kind of why I did it, was I wanted to be remembered, you know, if I was going to, you know, everything that I've ever done in this, you know, because I look at this as a business, so. You know, I run it as a business. I don't run it as, you know, oh, it's just something fun I do on the weekend, you know, that kind of thing. I literally, that's my brand. I run it as a business. And everything that I've ever done, I've always said, I'm going to do it. I want to be remembered for doing something. I want to be remembered for being different. I want to be remembered for, you know, my biggest thing is changing stereotypes. I'm so sick. You know, I get very frustrated because I live in an area that stereotypes are very easy. So everybody here knows what I do. However, they didn't know until after they knew me. So after they knew me, they were like, oh, my gosh, you know. They're like, I would have never known. And I was like, yeah, because I'm an actual, you know, I'm a human. I have, you know, I do other things other than my job, you know. And and so it's great because I can, you know, for me, I can just be like, you know, I actually have people that take up for me here. You know, I mean, I live in a conservative area. So for people that are church-going folk, to tell somebody who tries to say something about me that, no, don't talk about her that way because it's not like that. You don't understand. I think for me that's the greatest thing, is to know that I have people that have my back to say, hey, you know what, don't talk about her that way because you don't know. You know, just that's her job. It's not who she is. It doesn't define who she is. It's just what she does for a living. And so you know, that kind of thing is what I hope people take away from it. I mean, not everybody gets to have that opportunity. And I know that from just friends that I have that, you know, just don't get to have that same experience. They get bad, you know, terrible experiences where people are, you know, just the way people are going to be. So, I thank goodness, you know. Well, and I always tell everybody, I laugh because I have a 13-year-old child, and I tell everybody, I'll put my parenting skills up to their parenting skills every day. Because when their kids are coming up talking to my child about what I do for a living, where are your parents? You know, so it's funny because I always say that. I'm always like, I'm always like, I'm good. Anyway, that was a rant. I wasn't even trying to go there. Way to go. I ranted a little. Do I still have you?
But we're back on, and I unfortunately lost Lisa. Let's see if I can get her again. Lisa, you're in?
I'm here. I'm here. I was like, what happened?
I don't know what to get folks at Blog Talk Radio like drop me out and call me. But
it's
about 2 minutes.
It's because I was ranting. I was like, it's 10 o'clock at night, and I was going on a rant.
Well, I go on rants on a normal show. I do what's called a 2 minute rant. It's kind of like, I don't know. They dropped me out, but now I have a couple questions. But one of which I had,
okay.
You got 3 minutes. One of which I had was that one of the things I'm amazed about is that you've been married for 17 years. And in an industry where it's hard to maintain relationships, let alone a marriage, how do you do it, and what is your secret?
I don't really have a secret. I think with us, we've been together a really long time, so we just kind of work well as a function, as a unit. We just work well together. I just figure at the end of the day, I don't want to go have dinner or have drinks with anybody else but him. He's the one that I want to come home and be like if I'm out somewhere and something cool happens, the first person I want to text or call and tell him, guess what happened, is him. So I figure I've found my friend for life. So, you know what I mean? And it just works that way. It works well for us. People say that all the time, and I'm like, it just works well. I don't know. I don't know what the secret is. I wish I had a better secret. I wish I had a better answer.
Sometimes it's best not knowing the secret. And last question,
right?
Finish the blank. Between now and 5 years from now, you will have done what?
Everything I want to, I think. Anything I want. I don't really have a plan. So hopefully I'll be working with an athletic team at some point. That's what the PhD is for. I want to work at a university, be an athletic director, and get these programs under control. But, I guess that would be, one of them. I liked your one question that you sent me in the email about what I wanted to drive, a NASCAR or whatever. I totally want to be on the sidelines of the Minnesota Vikings. Hands down. Hands down is what I want to do.
There you go.
I can't drive at 200 miles an hour because I'm not very good.
Yeah, I was going to say, the question that I had for her was, I was going to ask her fantasy sports experience, which was suit up and play for the University of Kentucky, drive in a NASCAR event, or have a role on the sidelines for the Vikings, which she's the only one to like.
Right.
So
I'm going with football. I'm a huge football fan. My brother's a football coach. I mean, it's like, we're all about some football.
Well, Lisa, I can't thank you enough. I'm sorry about the cutout right there, but I can't thank you enough for coming on. LisaSparks.com is where you can find her, and at @DLisaSparks Twitter. And I know she'll probably be tweeting this evening if she's not still on Twitter. But
I think I'm going to take a shower and hit the sack, but there'll be Twitter in the morning. It's Friday tomorrow.
I know. Woo-hoo! It's Friday. Yeah, and you'll definitely have to come back on when the University of Kentucky wins the national title.
Absolutely. Just let me know when.
I'll hold you to it. But Lisa Sparks, go out there, check her out and everything. Like I said, LisaSparks.com and Twitter @TheLisaSparks. Thank you once again, Lisa. This has actually been a dream fulfilled for me because I get to talk to someone who I've been a big fan of here over the last 2 years. So thank you so much.
Very good. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And that will do it for the 411 Lounge. Once again, my thanks to Lisa Sparks. And I am LeVar, and we will see you next time. Thanks, everybody.